بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. March 8, 2014. Today I want to say a few words about political interpretation of Islam. Political interpretation of Islam is not very simple. It is very disastrous. All those violence you see in the present world among Muslims is directly a result of this interpretation. Why? Political interpretation means to bring about change in political system. And when try to change the political system, you have to confront those people who have already occupied the political seat. So, political interpretation by its very nature has a connotation of violence. You can understand this by a comparison. For example, if you say if you try to give a spiritual interpretation of Islam, then what will happen? Those people who are influenced with your interpretation, they will try to bring about change in their spiritual life. They will try to change their heart, their thinking. They will try to change their habit. They will try to change their inner self. They will try to change their personality. So, the place of application is different. Place of application or implementation of political interpretation is different, and spiritual interpretation is different. When you give up spiritual interpretation of Islam, then the place of implementation or place of application is a man, a person, his mind, his heart, his soul. So this kind of interpretation is not going to problem any, not going to create any problem for others. No problem at all. You will silently try to change yourself through meditation, through contemplation, through thinking. So all those processes will be on your own personality. But when you give a political interpretation of Islam, then the situation is quite different. Because political interpretation means that you will try to implement Islam on political system. And political system is not vacant. Every time there are some occupants on the political system. So, from the very beginning, we will try to unseat those peoples. We will try to overthrow those occupants. Then, these occupants are these occupants have political power. They have power of violence. They have army. So they naturally they will try to crush you, to finish you, to fight you. They are not going to vacate their seat silently. They will try to retaliate, they will try to defend, they will try to eliminate you. Then it means that political repression is bound to create violence. It's bound to create fighting. Bound to divide the society between two warring groups. Then this is not the end of the problem. Why? Because it is the nature of human being that he never accept defeat. For example, if you are obsessed with political repression, you will try to establish Islam in political system, and you successfully unseated those people. You won the war. You defeated those people who have acquired political power. Then what happened? Those people will not accept their defeat. They will go to revenge. Previously, they were fighting for defense. Now they will try to fight for revenge. So political repression, by its very nature, by its result, it starts a chain of war, chain of fighting, no end. So political repression is quite different from that of spiritual interpretation. Then, it's not very simple. Then, you know, political interpretation have no base in the Quran and Hadith. I can say with conviction that political interpretation is an innovation, a bid'ah, a mudahat. It is not possible to prove it from the Quranic verses or hadith. Then what happened? It is very dangerous. And if you know that you have no solid proof in favor of your interpretation, but you insist that I will implement Islam as a political system, then it will inculcate a very dangerous trend. Very dangerous trend. It means that you have opted for arrogance, a very arrogant psychology. It means that you have opted for that kind of psychology which insists on his own stand, even if it is not proved by the Quran and this. So dangerous kind of deviation from the Quran. then there are some other aspect, a very dangerous aspect. For example, when you are influenced with political interpretation, then you have to inculcate hate against others, because politics always divides people into two groups, ruler and ruled. Occupant are those people who try to remove you from occupation. So political interpretation is bound to divide people in two groups, two warring groups. So political interpretation inculcates hate, violence, intolerance, we and they concept. This will destroy, this is bound to destroy the whole fabric of Islam. Whole fabric of Islam. Why? Because there are two main targets of Islam. First is Marifa and second is Dawa. Marifa means realization. Dawa means conveying the message of Islam to all mankind. So when you are obsessed with political oppression, you are a hateful person. You are a violent person. You are not a normal person. So your journey towards Marifa will be jeopardized. A person who is obsessed with hate, violence, intolerance, he cannot proceed towards the goal of Marifat smoothly. Marifat requires positive thinking. Without positive thinking, you cannot reach the goal of Marifat. Marifat means realization of God. So political interpretation deprives you from Marifat. Marifat means love for God, fear of God, making akhirat your sole concern, remembering God. All these things are part of Marifat. So political repression deprives you from all kind of Marifat. Then you are also with this psychology of political repression, you cannot do dawa work. Dawa work is a very important job in Islam, but when you are obsessed with political repression, it means that you have to suppose others as your enemy, as your rival. If you take other people as your rival, as your enemy, then you cannot do dawa work. According to Quran, the most important condition for dawa work is nus, N-U-S-H. Nus means well-wishing. So you have to be well-wisher to all mankind. You have to develop friendly culture. You have to develop insan friendly heart. Then you can do the work. Otherwise not. So it means that political interpretation snatches from you all kind of those qualities that is required by Islam. For example, well-wishing to all mankind, marifat of God, dawah work, intellectual development, spiritual development, all these things are required by Islam. But if you are obsessed with political depression, you cannot develop this spirit. This spirit in your personality. So political interpretation is most disastrous thing. First, political interpretation is an innovation, a bid'ah. It has no base in Islam. Then it creates violence and hate, unending hate. There is no end of this kind of violence. Then it deprives you from marifat, from da'wah work, from love of God, from fear of God. You become just like other politicians. You see other politicians, secular politicians. There are so many secular politicians. How is their personality? Political politicians are and living in hate, living in violence. They want to establish their power and by unseating the others. This is the political culture. So political interpretation of Islam has imported this political culture. Political culture among secular people is very, very known to all. How are politicians? What is political culture? It is quite well known. These people are exploiters, selfish, violent. So political interpretation has imported all these habits among Muslims. According to my experience, I can say there is no good in political interpretation, but all kind of evils are there. All kind of evils are there in political interpretation. But no good you can find in the political interpretation. It is the worst kind of tazeen. In the Quran, you can find some verses that the method of Satan is tazeen. The method of Satan is tazeen. Tazeen means beautification. Beautifying the evil. Tazeen means beautifying the evils. So this is the method of Satan. Satan always beautify an evil and then you adopt it without any hesitation. According to my experience, I can say the worst kind of tazeen is political interpretation of Islam. These people say that Islam is a complete system, mukammal nizam. It's a very beautiful term, mukammal nizam. Mukammal nizam means Islam includes political system, economic system, legal system, everything. So, apparently it is a very good idea. But this is satanic beautification. It is satanic beautification. Why? Because Islam tries to promote love, well-wishing, spiritual values, godliness, or these things. Tries to promote positive values. But this kind of concept jeopardizes all these things. Because when you believe that Islam is a political system, then by its very nature you will try to establish the political system. Because political system is part of your mukbal Islam. Political system is a part of your complete Islam. Mukammal Islam. And when you try to opt for political Islam, when you try to establish political Islam, then you have to fight. You have to fight the existing rulers, the existing occupants. And by this way, you start a fighting that continue, that may continue endlessly. Because as I earlier said, that if you win the battle or lose the battle, in both cases, there is no end of violence. If you try to unseat those people who are occupying the political seat, then you have to go to fight. You have to go to battlefield. But if you have won the battle, then the other party will not accept the defeat. They will inculcate the spirit of revenge. Then again they will wage war. If not direct war, then guerrilla war or any other kind of war. So war and violence and hate and intolerance, all these things are integral part of political interpretation. Integral part. You cannot detach the both. It deprives all kind of good and give you nothing. So it is worst kind of satanic beautification, worst kind of satanic tazeen. If you want to see the result, if you want to judge it in terms of result, you can see the political, you can see the Muslim countries. In every Muslim country there are hate, violence. If there is no violence, there is dictatorship. In some countries, there are dictatorship. They have crushed those people with violence, with power. They have put so many people in prison. And where there is freedom, there is violence. I do not want to give the name, but it is very clear that those Muslim countries where there are two category of Muslim countries. In some countries, there is dictatorship. So, this under this system, they have put all those people who believe in political repression in prison. And in those Muslim countries where there is freedom, there is violence, everyday violence. They are killing and fighting. So all these things are direct result of political interpretation. According to my study, I have studied the Quran from its original sources. I can say that Islam means marifat. Marifat means to discover God Almighty, to make God your sole concern, to develop akhirat oriented thinking in your mind, to make paradise your sole concern, to adopt spiritual values. This is the Islam. Islam is a peaceful religion. Islam, the way of Islam is tazkiyah. Tazkiyah means purification of soul. So Islam requires tazkiyah, that is self-purification. Self-purification. So that you may be able to find entry into paradise. But when you are influenced with political interpretation, you will try to change the system. And when do you try to change the system, then it is but natural that it will result into battles, into fighting, into violence. So I think that political interpretation is the greatest fitna of the age. This is mudahat. Mudahat means imitation. Mudahat means imitation. In 20th century, there were some secular ideology of this kind. In social system, democratic system, national system, economic system. So, some Muslims, by the way of imitation, presented the concept of political Islam. The concept of political Islam is nothing but mudahat, that is imitation of contemporary ideologies. They said that they talked about social system and political system and democratic system. They said, yes, Islam is also a system. But it was wrong. The target of Islam is individual and not the system. It is very important to know that the target of Islam is individual, not the system. To bring about change in individual, this is the Islamic concept. But system, but political interpretation has changed the target. Has just changed the target. So it is the worst kind of satanic tazeen, satanic beautification. اقول قولی هذا استغفر الله لی ولکم اجمعین.